mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, poll watch is coming up in a little while. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Masses of vital news on Iraq, the police state, the tsunami. It's all coming up. But right now, your calls. Thanks for holding. Dan in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
What I called about was Prison Planet TV, but I can't help but make a comment about your Portland, Oregon story. And what a wonderful life it sounds like for that 12-year-old to have had. And all I can say is it's too bad Sergeant Barkley doesn't have the authority and the power to go to Langley, Virginia, the Pentagon, the Congress, and the White House and displace some people. And a whole bunch of them, too.
For those who just joined us, recap briefly what I covered in the last hour.
The story out of Portland, Oregon about the, I believe it was Australian cross-country runner that discovered a man and his 12-year-old daughter had been living in freedom in the wilderness in the hills outside of Portland, Oregon, and how the police got involved and went out there and found them and displaced the man and his 12-year-old child who had been homeschooled and well above the level of the students at the local school.
Yeah, the police admitted she was had a 12th grade education when she would be in the 7th grade now, and they had the little, you know, little cabin built and all the stuff, and they went into town and bought food and stuff off of his disability check from Vietnam. But the reason I said it was good news is CPS wanted to take her.
Yes, and
he was totally healthy, didn't have a cavity, nothing.
In my opinion, they should have been left alone. Sounds like she had a wonderful life. Crying shame that she wasn't exposed to drugs, violence, TV, and all the other riffraff that we get in.
They'd like to put them in a homeless shelter so they can contract tuberculosis.
And what I called about was I listen all the time. And I am a Prison Planet TV subscriber, I think back in June or July.
Well, thank you.
And here recently, I've heard you go on about justifying the $55 a year charge almost apologetically. And I just want to say again, the $55 I spent to be a Prison Planet TV subscriber is most affordable and among the best uses of my $55 I've ever spent. And I certainly don't think you in any way need to be apologetic about it. I would encourage anyone listening that's not a subscriber to get with it.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I mean, I'm just explaining that we could not continue. It's $5.95 a month. We could not continue to just give it all away free. I was having, like, I don't know, the biggest internet bill I think was like $6,000 one month. And so what this does is allow us to keep offering a lot of the stuff for free. And I've been honest to the members, you're subsidizing getting the word out to others who come to the sites for the first time. But members get exclusivity to everything.
Well, it's an incredibly wonderful product. I'm glad to be a member. And I especially love the feature that came online, I guess, within the last month. With the email updates from subscribers at PrisonPlanet.tv about the new material.
Oh, yeah, it's, I mean, there's so much. I mean,
yeah,
look,
that's really nice.
A 300-page online ebook is about $5.95. That's the average price is about $6, $7 for an ebook. Well, you get two ebooks, and there's a bunch of other ebooks we've been authorized to post as well. But my book, Paul Watson's book, all 11 of my films, you could go read them all, print them off in the first month for $5.95.
Well, it's more than worth the price. People need to get online.
Well, I appreciate your support, and God bless. Good to hear from you, Dan. James, Cindy, Bill, Joe, others, your calls are up next when we get back. Whatever issue you'd like to discuss, got to hurry through these calls because we got Paul Watson joining us coming up later in this hour. And yes, the website's prisonplanet.tv. Thanks for the plug.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, welcome. We're now 8 minutes, 30 seconds into the second hour. Let's go straight back to your calls. James in New Mexico, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
For you, I was engaged in a conversation with a friend of mine about the Clinton executive order, January 18th, 1996, where he hands over the national parks over to the UN. He read that along with me.
12,986.
Right. He read that and he says, well, nowhere here in it states UN by name that he actually gave the parks over. So, therefore, since the executive order didn't name the United Nations by name, he thinks that that's bogus. He's like, Alex Jones lied to you.
So that's like, let's say you buy a Corvette, and then I say, you just bought a GM General Motors product, and then your friend goes, Alex lied to you. He called that Corvette a General Motors product. It's a Corvette.
Right.
It says UNESCO, United Nations Educational Cultural Education.
That's what I brought up to him. And he says, well, that's not the United Nations.
Oh,
that's what
his not the, so, like, if I walk up to him and cut his hand off, I'm saying this figuratively,
right.
or let's say he cuts his own hand off. Here's a better analogy. That wasn't part of him. I mean, it just makes, I know. It's just delusion upon delusion.
I can clearly see it, and I can maybe he can't read legalese, but, you know, he's a well-educated guy, has 55 published books under his belt, and he and him, of all people, I would think, would be able to see clearly.
But wait a minute. He doesn't know that UNESCO, you know, UNESCO, I mean, that's like saying the Treasury Department isn't, you know, that'd be like if I said the U.S. government is taking your rights away, and then somebody goes, oh, shut up. It's the FBI doing it, Alex, and you said the government. The FBI isn't the government.
Yeah, he even stated that he read both Patriot Acts, and in nowhere does it curb our civil liberties. And I said, well, then you must have not have read it or not have read it too carefully. Because, and I started giving him examples, and he just I don't know, maybe he's just in staunch denial like a lot of people are.
Well, I mean, I don't even really know what I can say.
Yeah, you know,
someone
I mean,
who says that UNESCO isn't the UN.
That's what I said. I started laughing. I was like, man, how could you not see that? But I don't know.
Has he been to a national park or World Heritage site lately? I mean, I was just at Carlsbad Caverns.
I even referred him to your first documentary you did. I said Alex Jones films the plaques right there. You can see it for yourself. I said they shut him out of the offices when he tried to ask a simple question. I said, why are they getting all curtailed about that? And another thing was,
sir, they didn't shut me out of the office. That was at Yellowstone. Grand Canyon, they threatened to arrest me.
That's right. That's the one I was thinking of. The Grand Canyon, they threatened to arrest you. And then
I just walk in real nice and go, hi, I'm here to ask about the UN plaque. We heard you were coming. I'll have you arrested.
Right, right. And I have another friend who...
Oh, you'll have me arrested. I'm sorry.
he watched your Road to Tyranny, and he actually got in front of a high-ranking military official who's in intelligence, and he said, that guy better watch out. That's all I have to say. And he wouldn't even talk about it. He said everything that you covered in those documentaries, because he watched your latest one and Road to Tyranny. He said that he was amazed you're still walking around with what he knew.
Well, I mean, in a world of cowards, who are these warriors, these men that cower? That's the whole point. I mean, they're afraid, but they're in the military. They signed on to defend America. We have an internal threat, and they're afraid of it. So, all I can say is you better watch it.
Yeah, well, he said you were right, but, you know, just to be careful. Thanks for your time, Alex.
Hey, I really do appreciate the call. That's a really good call, James. Very interesting. I'm glad you're out there doing what you're doing. I mean, look, people, none are so blind as those that have eyes but cannot see. Remember who said that? And, look, the state of Kentucky passed a law against having UN biospheres in Kentucky. They found out that Mammoth Cave was going to be taken over and be under UN regulation. And, I mean, it's a big bill. They passed it and they lay out the facts. That was back in, what, 1998? I was speaking of caves. I was just at Carlsbad Caverns, as I was saying, and hadn't been there since I was a child. Over Christmas, we visited New Mexico, a beautiful state, great people. And there were the UN signs and the UN treaties. And not just the park, though, that's under UN control. Then a buffer zone of 200 miles around it. And they've had UN officials go to logging firms and gold mining firms and cities that are trying to build a new road and say, nope, under UN order, you can't do it. I mean, that's all over the news. That's even been in the, just one article I remember when they finally admitted it was, what, back in 99, there was an article in the St. Petersburg Times, that's right, about it, out of Florida. And I got just hundreds of emails. You were right. I thought you were lying. It's in the St. Petersburg Times. Let's go ahead and talk to Cindy in California. Cindy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. I listen to your show as often as I can, and I'm telling everybody I am the one that works at a bank, and I share everything that happens with you. I am telling as many customers as I can about your show. And
well, that's wonderful.
I wanted to share what happened just yesterday.
Okay.
We're in a bank, the Horse and Buggy Bank of California, which you can figure out who that is. a Hispanic couple came up wanting to cash a check. The woman was really agitated. She was being...
Well, let's just say it. It's Wells Fargo, and they openly have been given an award in Austin, Texas, by Vicente Fox for creating their own national ID card that the government is accepting that they issue to anyone that wants one.
Yes, this gentleman had paid, one of the other employees said $50 for his card. It was had a picture of Statue of Liberty. It's not a government-issued ID. The woman became agitated that her gangbang-looking husband, I would not cash the check for her. So I went behind the door, talked to my supervisor, and said, this is not a valid ID. But someone at another branch opened the account with it to get their sales goals. And we came back, and they refused to cash it, and she left all huffy-puffy. And it's just, I just can barely tolerate these illegal Mexicans coming in here getting everything. And another thing that they're getting ready to let happen is instead of having to show an ID, people are only going to be able to use their ATM card, which I told my husband, I said, that's going to be great. They are going to get around the system so quick and get to use our...
Let me stop you for those who don't understand why you're so upset, Cindy. In the 911 bill, as it was called, the Intelligence Reform Act of 2004 that passed roughly a month ago, it actually has amnesty provisions in it and makes it easier and orders the states and the federal government to accept consular matriculas that Mexico was the first to put out. Now it's over 30 countries, Poland, Russia. I mean, it just goes on and on. And anyone can go buy one of these or a fake of one of these. And then you go into a bank, and Wells Fargo is one of the worst. They have kind of a double standard. They accept them from the illegals, but literally, I go in a bank, they want three forms of ID, ask me 20 questions, and this is a two-tiered system that's been set up. So the border's wide open. We've got amnesty going on already by fiat. Less border patrol, but the government's saying, we're, as citizens, whether we're Hispanic or white or polka-dotted, we're all losing our freedoms. And so it shows that the war on terror is a complete joke. It's a war on our freedoms. Go ahead.
It also shows that not having to show an ID, but just swiping your ATM card, that is also going, I'm sure, into a big, huge database tracing where people are using their banking money. They're not going to have to show their illegal identifications anymore. And if people want to beat the system that worked for the bank, they'll use these fake IDs, open their accounts, then they'll have complete access to their to what they want to use.
And then in 2 years, when the fraud levels go up a few billion more, they'll use that as an excuse. Look, identity fraud's gotten even worse. We've got to have a biometrically accessed national ID card.
And they also give them special privileges. They'll waive their service fees while they go to Mexico, and they'll keep their accounts open. But the average people, they don't let you do that.
Well, let me stop you. Again, I know a lady runs the biggest property in Austin for the biggest property management company in the nation. Let's just say based out of Dallas. She went to one of the big corporate board meetings. She's a consultant for other properties. You know, she's mid-level. And they told her, this is like not this Christmas, but last Christmas, a meeting right before Christmas. They told them, we have secretly become government housing, one-third of our properties. This way we don't have to pay this all these taxes anymore. We want to get rid of the higher quality tenants. You are to let, if it's an illegal, they can have 10 to an apartment. But if one of your higher level clients even has family for more than a few days, find them, kick them out. So, and they told him, we want to open our arms for these illegals. This was in the corporate meeting, and she was sitting there with her mouth hanging open. So that's what's going on with your company.
I want to share one last thing with you. There's these cornballs on the radio, the normal radio, which we can't get you on our radio here. They were talking about the national ID card, and I called in and I said, they just reamed me from one end to the other. I told them I think is a very bad idea, and they thought it was such a big joke. And I said, I challenge you and all of your listeners right now to go to the internet, look up Infowars.com, and see if what I say is not true.
Wait a minute, they were saying that they didn't pass it?
No, they were saying they were calling, asking people whether they thought it was a good idea or not. And I said, I called and said it's a bad idea. All of your listeners need to check out Infowars.com.
What did they say to that?
They They thought I was kidding, and I stuck to my guns. And at the end, I said, I challenge you one more time to go to the Internet and all of your listeners, Infowars.com. And I left it at that because I know they have a huge listening audience.
Well, you're awesome. Keep it up, and God bless you.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass, and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Bill in Ohio. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I heard you talking about the cell phones, how that they would be used as tracking devices and eavesdropping devices. I was wondering, would that particular aspect of their functioning be rendered inoperative by simply taking the battery pack out of the phone when you're not using it?
Yes, some of the newer phones have a little battery built into them, but most of the phones... Remember when Bush made the... was it Thanksgiving or was it last Christmas? I forget. He flew over to Baghdad with the turkey. It was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't tell the reporters where they were going. They got them all on the plane, one stop in D.C., first stop in Crawford, Texas, got them on the plane, Air Force One, and said, take the batteries off your phones. And the Secret Service put the batteries in one bag and the phones in another bag. Now, why did they do that? Because somebody else in intelligence or some other government, whoever, can dial into those systems through those telecommunications companies and could listen to that as a bug.
Okay, so...
It's federal law. I mean, this is what the cell phone since...
I don't actually have one, a cell phone, but I had been considering getting what they call... It's basically a cell phone. They call them a track phone. Just so I could have it in the car... Because it's getting so hard to find a payphone anymore, and if you break down, you know, you might have to walk a couple of miles to find somebody that could let you use a phone to call a tow truck.
Well, look, the point is that, did you hear the article where they're going to have a camera in the car scanning your face?
I heard you talking about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's where all this is going.
Well, I have a car that's easily old enough that I don't think any of that stuff would be applicable.
No, that's why they use the transponder.
I'm not planning to upgrade anytime soon. I'm stocking up on all the parts I want. I'm gonna drive my car till down below freezes over.
I hear you.
I don't know what they might come along and say. Well, you'll have to upgrade regardless what model.
But I mean, just so you know, it's not just about how we get around it or how we individually fight it. It's that the system is doing this.
Oh, yeah.
This grid is being put in. And, sir, the cameras read your license plate numbers and instantly connect it to the database in your file. So they're also going to tax you camera to camera, point to point. They can also register speed from point to point off the cameras, give you tickets, all of it. It's already happening in London.
You could get around a lot of that by running the alleys.
Yeah, I guess. That's why all the major points in the country, at all the four-way stops, all of it are going to have these.
You want to be careful at the intersections, though, in the alleys.
I hear you. Anything else?
No. I just was wondering about the cell phones, if they would be disconnected if you took the battery out.
Yes.
Well, thanks, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good questions, Bill. Thank you for asking. I suggest you go research it, though. Don't just believe me. Joe in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex. This is about the snooping and surveillance by utility employees and any others. Any line, you know this, any line that comes into your home, whether it's cable or telephone or electrical, they can run a bug off of it one way or another. And unfortunately, they do have this technology, and human nature being what it is, they're going to abuse it. And it has nothing to do in many instances. It could be just somebody's curiosity, a grudge. Get on the wrong side of the people that have control of it. You can have problems. For instance, I had a little, I had this one little instance where I had one of the officers of a local electric co-op standing outside my locked gate. With another gentleman who happened to be one of the foremen for one of his utility crew. This foreman had earlier called the authorities on me because I refused to let him in because they were trying to remove a bug that some experts had verified was installed in the transformer on a utility pole in the backyard. At any rate...
Oh, yeah. Type in... there's been a bunch of mainstream articles about that. They have these... data collection pods that look like little transformers,
yeah,
and they're full of microphones and cameras, and they're all over the place, yeah.
Well, this one was an old-fashioned type. They slipped it into the, it was either the lightning arrestor or one of the fuse links. At any rate, I wouldn't let him in, so he said he's threatening to call a sheriff. I told him go ahead. He did, and a deputy showed up, and I wouldn't let the deputy in either. At any rate, I managed to get him to come back. I negotiated with them. Supposedly they were trying to get in to inspect the line. At any rate, they left, And afterwards, sometime later on, they decided to upgrade the entire system. At this point, this is when I ran into one of the...
All right, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waiting in the wings. So much news to cover, so much to talk about. Paul, good to have you on with us on this Thursday edition, my friend.
Good to be back on the air, Alex.
Of course, Paul Watson. Tell us about yourself, Paul.
Well, I'm the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and the author of Order Out of Chaos.
And that's about elite-sponsored terror and the New World Order. Paul, just so I can understand this, been a lot of articles coming out about, are digital fingerprints trustworthy? Are police and fingerprints, when they claim they find your prints, is that accurate? CNN, last night, I was at a restaurant, CNN was on the TV, and I just watched them talking in the closed caption, and they had a special about, are crime labs trusted? You know, can you trust, it was a show called Reasonable Doubt, where they were admitting all the crime lab fraud. And most people don't know that you could take a fingerprint, then dust it, and then lift those prints and put them wherever you want. And then they've caught a lot of police departments doing that. Just kind of a side issue to bring up when you first come on with us, but do you have any comments about that?
Well, yeah, the purpose of that is shifting the debate, you know, from whether it's successful or not. They're using that to shift from the real debate of, you know, whether it should be used in the first place. Like the face scanning cameras, which did have problems when they were being introduced back in 2000 and 2001, and now they're starting to perfect that. But at the same time, excelling the technology to where now in Boston Logan we've got brain scanners that judge your mood, and if you're emotionally upset, then that's a possible sign of terrorism. So again, it's shifting the debate from, you know, is the technology perfect, from the real debate, which is whether it should be used or not.
Yeah, NASA installed brain scanners. Sounds like freedom, Paul.
Well, yeah, and just imagine a situation where you've got, you know, for example, a single mother pushing a pram with two other kids around her after a 12, 13-hour flight. Of course she's going to be stressed. Most people in airports are stressed. So the definition of possibly being a threat as being stressed is, again, a complete antithesis to common sense. But this is how they're bringing these systems in.
Yeah, after you've been strip-searched, you're a little upset. Are you a terrorist? You don't like it how I'm squeezing on you?
Well, yes, if you don't show absolute submission to these airport screeners, then that in itself is a red flag for them. That's what they're trained to look out for, anyone who isn't totally compliant in a drone-like fashion. That's what their training tells them, to, you know, pay special attention to those kind of people. And, of course, that's the vast majority of people in airports in the first place.
So you're walking through the airport, you got an ulcer. You had a bad day, you're going through a divorce, and the brain scanner, folks, this is again mainstream news, picks up that you're agitated, and they have to pull you in for questioning, Paul.
Well, yeah, they do it outside the airports. If, you know, somebody makes a comment about President Bush, a joke in a bar about a burning bush, and the guy gets, what, 5 years in prison. So basically, it's anything, and it's the redefinition of terrorism as everyday activity is basically what it is. Which, I mean, we got more recent examples of that with the wearing of wristwatches with tiny butane lighters is now a new sign of terrorism, which we can talk about.
Oh, yes. A few months ago, it was almanacs. Police, if someone has a driving Atlas almanac, that is a major sign of terrorism. And then now it's pocket lasers that everybody loves to have. I mean, again, you go downtown in the bar district, people are shining them on each other. And then on top of it, now it is... Yes, tell us about this wrist watches. Tell us about the new evil.
Well, yeah, it's the Homeland Security Alert, and they've kind of gotten a bit lax on the orange alerts because people don't believe them anymore. So they need to kind of redefine suspicious activity. And it's wristwatches with tiny butane lighters, which could be used to set off bombs on aeroplanes. And as you said, it was the same thing with almanacs this time last year. So again, it's about categorizing terrorism as anything and then whipping up fear amongst the general population, so they're all going to spy on each other. Which is the same thing with things like the Highway Watch involving, you know, 400,000 truckers looking for suspicious activity on the highway.
Imagine... Sir, why do you have this driving almanac in your glove compartment? Well, it's my car. I mean, both my cars have those, Paul. Does this mean I'm with Al-Qaeda?
The Highway Watch thing that said that carrying a large backpack was a potential sign of a terrorist. How many people who are traveling long distance carry a large backpack? Well, many people. That's the point. They're trying to create new definitions, new groupings of suspicious activity, so they can expand this to the general population. Just like the man playing with a laser in his backyard with his 8-year-old daughter, you know, facing 25 years in jail under the Patriot Act. And isn't it amazing that this just popped up from nowhere? Suddenly, all around the country, people started shining lasers into cockpits.
Well, I wanted to ask you about this because, you know, I know you're busy, but I get even a little bit more busy trying to finish this new film I'm working on. I remember 6 months ago, all those alerts, Homeland Security said Al-Qaeda is going to use lasers, and these would obviously be high-powered lasers, very hard to get a hold of. Just the parts themselves are controlled, these gas lasers that use gases and then charge up and then fire, really a type of particle beam. But now these little handheld toys, so they advertise that Al-Qaeda is going to use lasers, and then people hear this on the news and go out and play around and act stupid, you know, because they'll, I mean, folks, I've before bought a pocket laser and, you know, sat there with a stray cat that was in my backyard at night and sat there and aimed it at it and, you know, watched the cat chase it around on the ground, and then I have a cat and I aim the laser at the ground and my cat chases the laser. I know I'm Al-Qaeda now. I like to, you know, play with cats and let them have fun. You know, kind of like having a cat follow a piece of string. I guess, am I with Al-Qaeda now? Because I have an almanac, I have a wristwatch I occasionally wear, and I have played with stray cats and my cat with a laser?
Yeah, it's a clear sign. The point about this story is it was manufactured because it cropped up out of nowhere. They put the feelers out 6 months before with this Al-Qaeda might use lasers threats, which they do every few months. It's like a kind of replacement for the orange alerts.
So what are they saying the wristwatches are going to do? What's happening with those?
They said that the wristwatches would be locked in as a timing device for a bomb assembled on board an aeroplane, a small bomb, which would then be lit with a butane lighter on a wristwatch. That's what I got from it. It's very difficult to understand how all that could happen, but that's what they were saying. And as with the laser, it's replaced the orange alerts. You'll have a commercial plane go missing in Africa, and then all these cloak and dagger whispers about whether terrorists will use it, as with the lasers. Because the orange alerts have lost the fear value because nothing ever happens after them. So they got to resort to something more subtle.
It was also poison pens. People carrying pens may be terrorists.
Yeah, it's the old rumor mongering about monsters under the bed. And you'll notice, as with the laser story, they kind of half bury it within the news. It's never top headline. And they leave it wide open for speculation, which ensures that a greater amount of people are talking about it.
Well, Paul, I even have a ballpoint pen in my car. I have a pen. I have an almanac. I have a wristwatch. Somewhere I've got a pocket laser I bought for like $5 at a gas station. Man, whew, I'm boy, whew. And plus, I'm admitting to all this here on the air. I guess I'll be arrested.
Well, under this new Patriot Act 3 definition, which is indefinite detention of suspects, no trial, no evidence, you will be in the American version of Abu Ghraib. They're building prisons in these different countries to lock people up for life where there is no evidence. They've not committed any crime. There's no trial to determine whether they've committed any crime. So, I mean, that's where it's all heading. Again, it's the definition of terrorism as anything. And if there's no trial to prove it either way, then it doesn't matter if it's something as simple as messing around with a laser, because there's nobody to take a look at the evidence.
Yeah, they're now charging gang members in New York City as terrorists. That came out last week.
Yeah, we've got a whole archive on prisonplanet.com about how the Patriot Act is being targeted towards both American citizens and definitions of terrorism, which have got nothing to do with terrorism. But, I mean, don't worry, because we've been assured that these new prison camps, which they're going to build at a cost of $25 million each, will be more comfy than places like Abu Ghraib, which they're based on. So I guess we should just go ahead and trust them and throw out the official record of, you know, raping children, forcibly injecting drugs, electrocution, burning, mock executions, real executions.
Acid baths, don't forget that.
Well, yeah, someone actually put out an article which was just the basic things admitted to in the military report, which we can go through. And I featured it on the website because I'm just sick of these neocons saying, you know, the extent of Abu Ghraib was putting pillows on people's heads.
And just having a little fun.
Oh, yeah, just blowing off some steam is raping kids, according to Limbaugh. But don't worry, because the new prisons are comfy. They're going to arrest you, lock you up forever, but you'll be treated well. You'll be taken care of.
I'm sure. You know, they were going to have a tribunal hearing, but General Rick Baucus over Camp X-Ray quit over the torture. Back of the newspaper. Whenever he made the newspaper, it was on the AP Newswire. And then there have been a whole bunch of prosecutors and defense lawyers JAG officers who've said this isn't a real trial. So they can't even have their own military, because they're good people. That is, the lawyers are. They can find plenty of former federal prison guards to go be torture masters. They love that. But they can't even find lawyers who will play along with this. So this week the CIA says, well, we'll just hold people ourselves, and there'll never be a trial. There won't even be a tribunal, Paul.
Yes, it's the same thing in England, where lawyers have quit all the cases because they've arrested 500 people over the last 2-3 years on the grounds of terrorism. And that's all over the front pages. But then of that 500, only 2 were charged with anything, and that was visa fraud. So, but that's in the back of the paper. And all the lawyers are quitting over it because they're saying it's already a rigged game. There's no trial whatsoever.
Well, I'm going to add, I'm going to admit something right here on air. I not only have a pocket laser that I bought, I think it was like $4.99 or something. I haven't just let my cat chase it around the house. I've even, my chihuahuas, my wife has 2, like to chase it. And they chase it around. I think I bought it and used it once or twice. Does that mean I'm a terrorist, that I aim it at the carpet and let the chihuahua chase it?
Remember the case, it was about a month ago in Washington, D.C. You have this blonde, white, 25-year-old woman taking snaps of Capitol Hill and the White House. A guy drives by in the car, looks at her for a minute, then reports her to the police, and the Secret Service turn up and ask her all these questions about what she's doing. So, I mean,
I went to D.C. probably a decade ago, and I took photos of the Capitol. Man, I'm a weirdo. A tourist would take pictures of the Capitol?
Well, maybe even, you know, scanning the AP photo wire for pictures of President Bush means that you want to threaten his life. I mean, this is the craziness and the depths to which it goes. And that's what they're doing. They're saying that any photography of public buildings is a sign that you want to fly a plane into them, apparently.
And then, really, it's a way to chill the press. And imagine if it's a... Imagine how bad it is, you know, for a WASP American. Imagine how bad it is for poor folks that happen to have some melanin in their skin.
But yeah, that's what they do. They pick a disenfranchised minority, bully them into accepting it, and then the rest of the population says, well, it's just for them Arabs. You know, I'm under no threat. And then they expand it.
Well, I experience this in New York on average 3 times a day being threatened with arrest. I mean, I could be in a tiny park 5, 6, 7 miles away from Madison Square Garden with congressional press passes hanging around my neck, where I could get right down to the floor, you know, 10 feet from President Bush when he gave his speech. But I would be there doing an interview with someone in a park with a fountain behind me, and police would run over. I'd be at Ground Zero interviewing protesters. They'd run over to me and threaten to arrest me. I'd be at the Guantanamo on the Hudson little camp, Pier 57. They'd run across the street and threaten to arrest me. It was just all, we've got the power. You can't film. You can't do anything. And they arrested mainstream reporters by the score, Paul. So it's sick.
And there was a photographer from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch who was taking pictures of the scene of an auto accident, which is, you know, his detail to do that. And he was arrested for that. So it's not even public buildings, just basic photography of anything now is a threat. Whereas all these cameras are set up to watch us, but we can't take any footage of anything else that's going on around us without being suspect.
Well, an engineer friend of mine the other night called into my TV show, and he raised the point about lasers because, you know, he's an electrical engineer and he's worked for NASA and a bunch of big companies, and they also use some lasers in manufacturing a microchip, so he knows a lot about them. And he said a laser that would hurt an aircraft, it was high-powered, the parts are controlled, you can't even get the parts for it, those are all tracked and watched and controlled. And he talked about these green lasers you can buy that, I mean, you might see a green light on the windshield for a second. I mean, that's it. And so, you know, that's happening, that's going on. And according to that logic, how can the police shine a spotlight on you from a helicopter? You know, that could cause you to become distracted and wreck a lot more easy than pointing a red or green laser at them. So it's just ridiculous. But he made the point that they're now talking about banning these little lasers, and there's tens of millions of these out there. So now I guess we all have contraband once they make them illegal, these little $5 lasers. And then on top of it, they don't like them because they're a great thing to put on a gun for nighttime. It's a great thing for defense to hit what you're shooting at. So I guess this is another thing they want to ban.
Well, yeah, and the laser in the case of the man who was facing 25 years in jail, it was just a $100 basic pocket laser. It wasn't any kind of sophisticated device. And the very physicality of trying to shine a laser into an airport cockpit when you're directly underneath it, when it's, 10,000 feet up in the air, basically physically impossible as well, to cause any damage to the pilot. And even if it did, there's people on those co-pilots that could take over. So it's a...
Well, that's a good point. I mean, you've got the windshield of the cockpit, and it's up, and I guess at an angle of a plane was coming. I mean, for a second, the thing is these lasers spread out at a distance, so it shoots like a 2-foot-wide light that doesn't do anything. They say what can hurt your eye is one of these more powerful ones. If you were to turn it on, hold it right up to your eye at point-blank range for like 20 minutes. But oh, now it could be Al-Qaeda, folks. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Toll-free number to join us on air coming up the third hour, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Again, I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Paul Watson, a great mind when it comes to understanding the geopolitical system. Paul, no one can doubt that we're going to surpass Orwell here very soon. Did you hear me covering that article that you've got posted on Prison Planet, the mainstream news story about all the cars are going to have cameras scanning us and watching us? And if we don't keep our eyes right on the road, it calls the police on us. I mean, this is happening. Do you think people really understand how serious this is?
No, because it's sold on convenience. The more, you know, Western society has evolved towards this convenience and laziness, basically, the more people are liable to accept this. And we had stories 2 years ago where if these cameras in the cars suspect that you're tired by a retina scan of your eyes, then the car won't stop. And that's one of the major systems of control that they need in place, along with things like the police state and the cashless society, is the control of mobility, and this is why the technology is going in. Also, it's obviously for taxation purposes and money-making, but the major push is for absolute control of mobility, so that in any kind of disaster which they create, and they've said in articles, you know, dirty bomb victims will be shot if people trying to leave the area where catastrophe has happened.
They've said during a red alert alone, your constitutional rights are stripped. We're going to take your children from the public schools, Washington Post, not let you have them.
Yeah, so I mean, they're getting it in with the mobility. That's what it's all about. With the public schools, I mean, people say that all the cameras and the swiping cards to get in the building, all the police state in the public schools is to train people to accept Big Brother. But it's more than that. They're turning the schools themselves into prisons. I mean, this is a place where you're forced to go for a basic indoctrination program, which is about dumbing down the children.
And now it's going to be forced psychological testing written by the drug companies.
Yeah, mandatory vaccinations, which has just started to happen in England. So the schools themselves are the prisons. And then you look at the evidence of homeschooling, which they're attacking non-stop, where, you know, we had this case up in Oregon where a jogger stumbles across a father and daughter who have lived out in a wood shack completely unknown for 4 years. And this 8-year-old daughter, 7-year-old daughter, who should have the equivalent of a 7th grade education for people her age, has a 12th grade education. And she's been taught by a father.
No cavities, everything. Before we end this hour, PrisonPlanet.tv, you don't even know this yet, Paul. We're uploading 9/11 emergency release, that film I put out like 3 weeks after 9/11, then I stopped offering when Road to Tyranny came out. That film is unavailable. We're going to put that on the web in the next few days, and we're going to put my Dean Haglund interview that I did, the star of The Lone Gunman, you know, from the episode where the government hijacks a jet to fly to the World Trade Center, where he talks about he thinks it's the government. And we're going to, that's going to be up on the site by tomorrow for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Tell them about it.
Well, yeah, you had Dean Haglund on the show to talk about the pilot, the Lone Gunman episode, where the script is a government group electronically hijacks an airliner to fly it into the World Trade Center.
Well, that's going to be on the site. I mean, tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, yeah, just over the Christmas period, since basically, you know, December 23rd, I put about 7 more documentary films on there just in that time period. So all those are up there, all your documentary films, my book, your book, some other e-books are up there, all the best interviews and much more content to come, as you just mentioned. So it's the best out there as far as I can see.
PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, or go to the websites and call the toll-free number to get hard copies. Third hour, your calls, a ton of news, straight ahead.